Okay, it's approximately 5 o'clock, 5:30, and the demonstration has proceeded and moved to down the street in front of 1350 55th, West 55th Street at the corner of 6th Avenue. And that's the headquarters of Cointreau, New York. Cointreau is that drink that's made out of orange and has a lot of plantations in the northern part of Haiti. And we're stepping in at this point to listen to Luis Adolfo Cardona, who's a leader of a union that has been attacked and dismantled pretty much the Coca-Cola plant in Colombia. And here he is.
Of the assassination of my compañero Isidro Segundo Gil.
En la planta embotelladora del municipio de Carepa, Antioquia.
Inside the bottling plant in the town of Carepa in Antioquia.
En momentos en que nos encontrábamos laborando.
During the working hours.
Ya que de la manera más vil y miserable fue asesinado a las 9 de la mañana del día 5 de diciembre del 96.
At 9 o'clock in the morning on December 5th, 1996, he was murdered, assassinated in the most vile and miserable way.
Dentro de las instalaciones de la empresa, yo figuro de segundo en la lista de los amenazados.
He was killed while he was inside the company's plant. I am number two on the list of people to be killed.
Afortunadamente, estoy vivo. Al haber logrado escapar de sus propias manos y pude huir de dicho acto barbárico.
Fortunately, I am still alive, having been able to escape from their hands, and I am able to come to this public event.
Hemos sido declarados objetivos militares y no hay lugar en nuestra patria para ejercer nuestra labor sindical.
The previous thing that he said was that he was able to flee from this barbaric act. We have been declared military objectives and that there is no place in our country for us to carry out our trade union activities.
Debido a esto, me veo obligado a participar en el programa de protección que se ha establecido con el Ministerio de Trabajadores de Estados Unidos.
Because of this, I am participating in a protection program of the Labor Department.
La AFL-CIO y el Centro de Solidaridad.
The AFL-CIO and the Solidarity Center.
El sindicato como tal fue exterminado, obligando a todos los trabajadores a renunciar al derecho de asociación.
The union itself was wiped out, and the workers were forced to give up their right to association.
Desde esos momentos, los grupos paramilitares al mando del asesino Carlos Castaño.
Since that time, the paramilitary groups commanded by Carlos Castaño, the killer Carlos Castaño.
Los cuales siguen sembrando el terror en nuestra empresa y las demás embotelladoras del país, y ninguna institución dice nada. Por el contrario, los gobiernos los protegen.
They continue to carry out their work of extermination, and no institution says anything. On the contrary, the various governments protect them.
Ahora nos ha quedado la alternativa de acudir a todos ustedes, que son nuestros compañeros de lucha a nivel internacional.
Now we have found ourselves compelled to come to you, our comrades in struggle on an international level.
Exigimos justicia y que sean respetados nuestros derechos, principalmente el derecho a la vida, al trabajo y a una vida digna para nuestras familias. Muchas gracias.
Mainly to ask for respect for our rights. In the first instance, the right to live, to have a life of dignity for ourselves and our families. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. This way?
Yeah, just move it this way, the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, our next speaker is going to be talking about something else AIDS is doing to ruin the lives of their workers on the other side of the world. We've got a representative from ACT UP who's going to talk about their failure to give AIDS drugs to their workers.
I'm here from ACT UP. We're here in solidarity with the workers in Colombia. A lot of people know Coke is not only responsible for the deaths of workers in Colombia, but for the deaths of millions of hundreds of thousands of workers worldwide. Last year, Coke got a tremendous amount of free publicity when they announced they were going to begin fighting AIDS in Africa. They were going to have their truckers give out condoms, and they were going to provide treatment for all their workers with AIDS in Africa. It sounded great. We looked further. We found out they don't consider any of their truckers or bottlers their employees. So none of the 100,000 bottlers and truckers in Africa that Coke has will get treatment if they get sick from AIDS. Only the 1,500 white-collar marketing employees would get treatment. That's the truth. And the fact is, the marketing employees are all white, and the bottlers and truckers are all people of color. Can anybody say racism and medical apartheid in Africa? So we're here to put a light to the lie that Coke has refused to treat its workers with HIV in Africa. We confronted their CEO at their huge shareholder meeting in Madison Square Garden, and he said we had the facts wrong. That's not the case. Members of ACT UP just met with Coca-Cola execs in Africa last week. We asked them, when are you going to treat your workers with HIV in Africa? And they said, well, it takes time. We have condoms in the bathroom, though. So the reality is, if a Coke trucker can hand out condoms with the Coke that they distribute in Africa, but if that same worker gets AIDS, Coke will watch them die and won't lift a finger. We say that's not acceptable. We demand that Coke provide adequate health care to all its employees around the world. Please join me in the ACT UP chant. ACT UP, fight back, fight Coke. ACT UP, fight back, fight Coke. ACT UP, fight back, fight Coke. Thank you.
And now our next speaker is going to talk about the corporate criminal we're standing right in front of right here. That's Remy Martin, the makers of Cointreau Liqueur, who have been torturing, murdering, intimidating their workers in Haiti. And now we're pleased to have Paul Filomé from Bataille Ouvrier of Haiti here to speak for us.
Hello, I want to salute everybody and be very happy to participate in that fight that we are making against Coke and Cointreau, like many multinational companies in the so-called third world, in Colombia or Haiti or Africa or everywhere, exploiting the people with a very high level of nonsense and nonsensibility for the life of those people. In Haiti now, in the north part of Guatemala, in Haiti, there are an exploitation of oranges, which are the base material for the making of Rémy Cointreau liqueur. And this part, they don't respect anything, any right the workers has to have condition of working and payment or bonus or anything, toilets or anything. There are no condition at all for the workers. And at the end, when the workers made the union, they tried to fire them, to change them, and at the end, they recently, the 27th of this May, they make like a massacre, because when the workers came to work to the plantation, they put them away with other people with machetes, with guns and everything, and they killed two people. They buried them right here, and they injured many others, and there are now 11 in jail. We want to explain to the role of the state, of the government of Haiti, in that particular movement too. Because at the beginning, 1 year ago, we tell them, the Minister of Social Affairs, the Minister of Justice, the Minister of Interior, that there are going to be a very bad confrontation here, because the bosses, Jacques Novella, Zephyr, and Cointreau, internationally speaking, are not respecting the rights of the people, and the people are going to fight to their rights being respected. And there are going to be a big battle, and never the government intervene in that problem. And at the end, there is a very bad situation for the workers now, and the company saying that nobody who is in the union would be able to work again in the plantation. And that's a very bad situation for them, because they are peasants. The plantation is outside and they are peasants. And if they don't work there, they have no other places to go. They have to go to other countries or to the city. This is not only things like losing your job. It's losing all the situation of your life in that particular moment. And we are now participating in that coalition, not only Global Sweatshop, the so-called Global Sweatshop, but all the type of multinational in the world, and understanding that in the unification, the union of the workers in all the world is our response of the unification of the so-called globalization of the capitalists. Thank you.
Thanks. And now our last speaker here. Oh, just a reminder for people who want to learn more about what's going on at Cointreau and at Coca-Cola in Colombia and around the world, there's going to be a forum right after this, starting at 7 o'clock, 322 West 48th Street, featuring some of the speakers you've heard here and others. So our last speaker tonight is going to be Wilson Borja. He is a leading unionist from Colombia. He has also recently been elected to the Colombian Congress under the party Polo Democrático. And he's also a survivor of assassination attempt in December 2000 and a well-known peace activist. And he's just going to say a few words for us here.
En el mundo, después de la globalización, las grandes transnacionales de los países industrializados vienen desarrollando formas de explotación cada día más profunda hacia los trabajadores.
In the post-globalization world, the industrialized countries are developing increasingly intense forms of exploitation towards the workers.
Un ejemplo de ello es lo que sucede en Haití con Cointreau, en donde ponen a los trabajadores a vivir con un dólar al día.
An example of this is what is going on at the Cointreau plantation, where workers are forced to live on $1 a day.
La explotación de la mano de obra barata de los países subdesarrollados es la única manera de obtener grandes ganancias por parte de las transnacionales.
The exploitation of low-wage labor in the underdeveloped countries is the only way for the big multinationals to gain profits.
En mi país, en donde la violencia es lo que cunde, las transnacionales utilizan esa misma violencia para atentar contra los trabajadores, como sucede en grandes empresas, como la Oxy, Coca-Cola, y otras empresas transnacionales utilizando a los paramilitares contra los trabajadores.
In my country, where violence spreads, this violence is used by the multinationals against workers, as in the case of Coca-Cola, of OCI. ¿Y qué otra cosa dijiste? La última cosa. Después.
Drummond.
What? Drummond. Okay.
Por eso, la invitación es a que después de este acto de solidaridad de todas las organizaciones que han apoyado la lucha contra las medidas que hace Cointreau en Haití, contra las medidas de Coca-Cola en Colombia, podamos sentarnos y analizar los criterios por qué se está dando esto en los países subdesarrollados y cuál es el ánimo que nos lleva a nosotros para protestar y poner la lucha de los trabajadores de manera internacional.
And therefore, the invitation which we're making to all of the groups who have participated in this after protesting at Coca-Cola and after protesting against what Cointreau is doing in Haiti, we invite you to come to a forum to discuss what are the means for the workers to fight back against these measures.
Solo la unidad de los trabajadores podrá vencer la avaricia del capital en contra de la humanidad.
Only the unity of the workers can defeat the greed of capital against the working people.
Por eso la invitación es a que nos sigamos uniendo, a que sigamos protestando en todo el mundo contra la avaricia del capital y poder lograr realmente el mundo que quieren los humanos, un mundo verdaderamente humanista.
Therefore, the invitation is to continue protesting against the greed of capital and to achieve unity on a world scale for a world which will be genuinely human and genuinely humanist.
¡Viva la unidad de los trabajadores del mundo!
¡Viva!
Long live international workers' solidarity.
So I just want everybody to know this is just the beginning. We're going to be back. We're going to be twice as big, 5 times as big, 10 times as big, because we're not going to let Coke get away with this. We're not going to let Concho get away with this. They tried to do this in Guatemala back in the 80s, kill their workers, smash their union, but people fought back, and they won, and we can do it again in Colombia. So let's end this with a chant. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Death Squad drinks have got to go. Hey.